Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The unofficial kickoff to the Cardinals baseball season is on. It's the 28th annual Winter Warm-Up. Once again, live from Cardinals Nation Restaurant. Here's Tom Ackerman.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. And yes, we are. And it is great to be with Cardinals shortstop Mason Winn. Man, one of my favorite people right here. And I'm not just talking about the way that you play. That's great. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But I like you as a person. We spent the Cardinals caravan last year together. I love those because it's a chance to get to know people. And I knew before you set foot on the 24 season on that field that you were going to be successful based on your mindset. There's something about the way that you look at the game and life. And I appreciate it. It's great to see you.
Yeah, no, I love that for sure. You know, I think, you know, I'm a Texas boy. You know, my mama did it right. Definitely grew up a little strict in that household. But, yeah, I mean, for me, it's – you know, not really what I do on the baseball field, but what I do off of it. You know, there's a lot of baseball players and there's a lot of good people, and I just, you know, I want to be both. But yeah, I would say a lot of that's for my mom for sure.
Yeah, that's great. And there's something about the whole season that goes beyond numbers for you. One of them was I felt like you managed the season from a health standpoint too. Figured out how do I get on that field. That is a skill too that you have to acquire, isn't it, at this level? It's a long year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, I learned early, you know, I want to say Nolan Arenado and Goldschmidt told me this last year is you're, you know, out of the entire year, you might feel good for 1 week. You know, you're never going to be 100%. You know, and I've seen a lot of guys, I mean, you know, you'll hear stories about guys, you know, going down with some little stuff. But for me, you know, I just want to be out there on the field. I want to compete. You know, I know I want my pitchers want me out there at shortstop, so I want to go out there and make every play I can for them. And, yeah, I mean, I grew up playing football, man. So, you know, I played with injuries my whole life. And, you know, I want to be out there. And, you know, what if, you know, fans might only be able to come see one game, and I don't want that one game to be the one I miss, you know. So I want to go out there and make a memory every night.
That means a lot to you, the fans, and this organization has given you number zero, but you wanted zero. We've told this story before, but tell the folks who don't know why you wanted zero.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up, you know, I was from Houston, so I loved Jose Altuve, but, you know, my stepdad came to my life around 8 years old, and he loved Ozzie Smith, very old school guy, and, you know, I grew up wearing number one for him. And for me, you know, getting into the organization, obviously one is retired, and for the numbers available were 0 and 8, I believe, and you know, I didn't want to have the former manager's number, and 0 is as close to 1 as I could possibly get. So, yeah, that's what I wanted. It's a little weird being on the back, 0 and Win. That doesn't sound too good together. But
I didn't think about that.
Nah, yeah, no, I love it. It's I think it suits me well.
It is. It does. And your relationship with Ozzy is pretty special, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing, man. The way he interacts, you know, I've obviously learned a lot from him. You know, not even just on the field, but just off the field, man. He was such a great player, but he's a better person, you know, away from the game. And, you know, whether it be, you know, I met him at Topgolf one day, and you know, he was giving me swing tips, and my man's, what, 60-something years old?
Yeah, so he just turned 70.
He just turned 70, wow. So, you know, I mean, for him to just come up to me, you know, even before I'd set on the field, and just be a good person, talk to me, you know, about the future of the game, about the shortstop position. I mean, he's done a lot for me, you know, not really even just on the field, like I said, but for my confidence and you know, how I want to go about treating people, especially in this city, for, you know, what he's done and what he's been able to do, you know, throughout his baseball career and even afterwards.
He's one of those rare people who can shoot their age in golf.
That's, oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. A little different swing for sure. He can put it wherever he wants, though. It's pretty impressive to watch. I'm not a golfer, but you know, watching him it's pretty fun for sure.
He told me that he did it because he needed something to fulfill him in retirement from a competitive standpoint. He wanted to compete. That never leaves you, I don't think, when you get to that level.
No doubt. I mean, I think you know, we've all been competing our whole life. You know, that's, you know, I'm sure Waino is out there somewhere doing the same thing. I'm sure Pujols is doing the same thing. And, yeah, I mean, that goes about every way of life, though. I mean, you're playing ping pong, you're playing checkers, you're playing chess. I mean, you want to win every single time. So, yeah, I would say that's probably never going to leave me as well.
You're wearing a Winter Classic Blues jersey. The sweater is what they called them back then when they threw it on. That's cool that you're already collaborating with our local teams and immersing yourself in our community.
Yeah, I mean, so they invited me out a couple weeks ago to go to a game, and you know, they gave me a custom jersey, you know, ahead of the Winter Classic, and you know, I've repped it, you know, very proudly. You know, they gave me one with my last name on it in zero, and you know, I love everything about this city. You know, I wish we still had a football team. I think that'd be pretty cool, but you know, actually we do, I guess, with the Battle Hawks, mm-hmm. But nah, yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun. The city has embraced me with open arms, and you know, I've been doing the same. So, yeah, shout out to the Blues for sure.
NFL would be cool someday if, you know, right now it's a little frosty between us and the league, but who knows? I mean, still the biggest market without a team. Maybe an owner comes back around. I think we would do well in the NBA. I really do, if the right people. And you got Jason Tatum and Bradley Beal out there, you know, representing the city and playing. You know, it's a city that supports its sports without a doubt. Speaking of the NFL, what do you think so far in these playoffs? I mean, yesterday I know was yesterday was tough.
Heartbreaking, yeah. So I'm from Houston. You know, obviously I wanted to see the Texans move along. But, you know, to be honest with you, we were so bad for so long that whenever I got drafted by St. Louis, I kind of took Kansas City under my wing as, you know, my second team. But so, you know, I can't be too angry. You know, I'm hoping they win it now. But yeah, I mean, I wanted the Texans to win. I couldn't believe the Lions lost last night. That was wild. I mean, Jaden Daniels, man, that was unbelievable. You know, his rookie year, what he's been able to do this year has been fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, that Texans loss was heartbreaking. They beat us a few years ago in the playoffs as well when we had Deshaun Watson. So I thought we could get it back, but you know, Patrick Mahomes is just too good.
Crazy how good Daniels is. And I was talking about this earlier with Siani, who's an Eagles fan. He's a little worried about him because they're going to be in the same division for a while. But that Daniels...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who played at a very high level at LSU. He played in huge stadiums, but to be able to perform like that under the spotlight in the playoffs for the first time, this has been an amazing run.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think he's like the first quarterback in his first two playoff games to throw for 250 yards each. So, I mean, that's impressive in itself. But, yeah, just to have the composure, you know, you hear Derrick Henry, he had an interview, and he was saying how, you know, the difference between college and the NFL is unbelievable. People can't really fathom it. And for him to just go in and you know, make those adjustments early and just be there for his team and be really a catalyst for that team, it's been impressive to watch really this whole year.
The major league level for you, what is next for Mason Wynn? So 2025, do you approach it the same way? Let's get to work and let's try to be better. How do you see your game right now after year one? All the things that you just experienced moving into 25.
Yeah, you know, I didn't win a gold glove. You know, I want one of those for sure as soon as possible. I'd love to get one this year. But for me, you know, I didn't take a lot of bags last year. And you know, that's something I've worked on a lot this offseason. You know, I went with my he's really an old track guy. But I went with my strength and conditioning coach, and you know, I want to take a lot more bags. You know, I'd like to get 30 to 40. I think I heard Vic say he wants to get 50. So, I mean, if we can just wreak havoc on the base pass, I think that really helped this team. And, you know, I hit 15 homers last year. You know, I'd like to get at least 15, but I'm really going to be pushing for that 20 mark this year.
Last thing, this is, of course, about the team performing at the highest level always. And while the team has already said that they are in a movement, so to speak, about bringing youth back to where it used to be, there seems to be, talking to all of you, a common theme here. You know, there's something to prove. This is a competitive group. You hear it from your manager, too. Mm-hmm. This is not about anything other than winning baseball games. How do you see, from a team standpoint, the St. Louis Cardinals right now?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, most of the guys that are on this team right now, nobody's really proven. You know, everybody wants to go out there and, you know, obviously compete our butts off, but, you know, win games and have a good time doing it. But I think everybody's just going to be super hungry, man. You know, nobody's position is, you know, is secured, and, you know, everybody wants to go out there and work and get better. So, you know, I think with that mindset, you know, we're all going to be, obviously we're all striving for one goal every year, but, you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun. You know, I think it'll just be a lot of, really, I think it's going to be some old school baseball, some, you know, some Whitey Herzog, but I think it'll be fun, man. I'm excited for it. You know, like I said, we got a lot of guys that are hungry, that just want to win baseball games, super competitive. So, you know, I think if that all translates together, I think we're going to be pretty solid.
Looking forward to it very much. Go have a good time the rest of your warm-up experience. We'll see you down in Jupiter, and a new season is upon us.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Always great to talk to Mason Wynn on KMOX. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We have Alec Burleson lined up. We have Quinn Matthews and Jimmy Crooks, and we have Michael Ciani on the show. Luke and Baker on the show as well. It's all coming. Sports on a Sunday morning, live from the winter warm-up on KMOX.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.